This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
This is The Informer, Australia's only LGBTIQ+ national news and current affairs show. Proudly sponsored by KHQ Lawyers. Passionate about being the best.
Thorn Harbor Health are starting a new round of workshops for lesbian women to provide connections and peer support. I spoke with Jacinta Hennicum this morning for more details. Thorn Harbor Health are running some peer workshops. What can you tell me about them?
Yes, so Thorn Harbor has been running peer workshops for a very long time now, but our workshops for LGBTIQ women called Scope, they have been running for just over 12 months, and there's a round coming up very soon, starting on the 29th of February.
And what's happening with that round? Who's being targeted?
Yeah, so we invite all LGBTIQ women, including trans, non-binary and gender diverse people who want to join in, and it runs for 6 weeks. And it's a chance to come together and share a safe and social space with each other.
And what should a participant sort of get out of it?
It's a really great opportunity to be in the same space with other LGBTIQ women and share a learning experience. So we go through different topics, different weekly topics, where you get to engage in fun activities and really important discussions about a range of things, including representation, coming out, sex and sexual health, consent, boundaries, and community and support. So it's a rare thing to have a program for LGBTIQ women and a space where you can be with others who are like you and learn from each other's different experiences.
And you run some other peer groups as well. What are those?
Yeah, so we have groups for same-sex attracted guys. So we have Young and Gay for people who are under 26 and Momentum for guys older than 27. Mm-hmm. And we also have Gay Asian Proud, which is a meetup group for gay Asian same-sex attracted guys. So all of that information is on the Thorn Harbor's website under Peer Workshop.
And is there a cost to the participants?
No, it's totally free to attend the workshop.
And you mentioned that there aren't a whole lot of programs generally for women. Why is that?
Okay. It's a good question. I think that, you know, it's hard to find physical spaces for LGBTIQ women to be able to connect properly. Often the places that do exist are, you know, things like parties and other events where things like drinking is involved. Mm-hmm. So it's really great to have a chance to be amongst community in a different kind of setting. And community support and shared education is a really great thing to be able to engage yourself in.
So this group starts next week. If people are interested, how can they sign up?
Yeah, the next round of the Scope 6-week workshop starts on Saturday, 29th of February. What we ask is for people to sign up through the expression type form, which is you can find the registration link on our website under peer workshops. So that's thornharbor.org. And what we ask is for people to sign up, put some details through that form, and then we get in contact with you ahead of the workshop to see if you're available for those 6 weeks. And if you're happy to commit, you're invited along. If not, we have workshops that run throughout the whole year at multiple times. So if you can't make this one, you can definitely sign up for a different future workshop.
And this is available through the Thorn Harbor Health website?
Yeah. So if people are interested or want to ask other questions, feel free to email us at peer.ed@thornharbor.org or give us a call on 9865-6700.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.